Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a career Republican, saying she'll vote for Vice President Kamala Harris and calling on all Republican voters to follow her lead, saying of former President Donald Trump.
This is not a president who believes in the rule of law. This is a president who will use violence to achieve his own ends. And I think that the potential of the damage that he could do were he elected again is significant.
She says her father, former vice president and former secretary of defense Dick Cheney, will also vote for Harris. Trump held a rally Saturday in Wisconsin.
With your vote this election, their lying, cheating, thieving, hoaxing and plotting will come to an end. It's going to come to an end.
Multiple people searching for a suspect this morning near Interstate 75 after a shooting spree happened Saturday evening. Cars traveling on the highway were shot at. Five people were shot, two others injured in a crash. 32-year-old person of interest fled the scene into the woods. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The health risks of raw milk are well known. Still, people in rural Wisconsin are more likely to prefer unpasteurized dairy products. More from Mike Mohn.
Supporters of raw milk say it is a much better flavor than pasteurized milk. But public health officials say the untreated product has been linked to illness outbreaks over the years. A public opinion survey led by the University of Pennsylvania Sean Patterson shows differing views when factoring in geographical settings about whether it's okay to consume raw milk.
People living in rural areas thought that raw milk was safer overall than people living in the suburbs or in urban environments.
Only a third of rural respondents thought raw milk was less safe to drink versus about half of urban respondents. Meanwhile, an outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle is highlighting the issue. Infected cows can shed the virus into their milk, sparking fear of transmission to humans. Patterson notes that mainstream scientists have found no evidence that pasteurization alters the nutritional value of milk, but myths persist that it does.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk, and so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Patterson says there has been an uptick in demand for unpasteurized milk in recent years. He says social media could be one reason and that future research would test that hypothesis. The Food and Drug Administration prohibits the interstate sale of unpasteurized milk. States make their own rules for milk that doesn't cross state lines. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting by Tim Merrima for the Daily Yonder.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love will miss the next few weeks. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Near the end of the Packers' loss on Friday to the Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay's quarterback suffered a leg injury. Today, it was revealed that Love suffered a sprained MCL. It's expected that Love will miss 3 to 6 weeks. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Friday night he didn't know the extent of the injury, but said the Packers have work to do.
There's a lot to clean up. It was definitely a sloppy game, I think, from us. I think there was, you know, some uncharacteristic things that we did.
The Packers will take on the Indianapolis Colts a week from today. Wisconsin football used two early scores to get ahead by 14 points at the break and held on for a 27-13 victory over South Dakota yesterday. The Badgers play Alabama this Saturday. After losing four of their last five games, the Brewers took down the Rockies 5-2 on Saturday. The same two teams play again today to wrap up a three-game series. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies and west winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour, perhaps a little stronger. What a gorgeous day. Highs in the middle 70s. In the overnight, we'll see clear to mostly clear skies. Lows will dip to the lower 50s, lower 80s on Monday. Right now, it's 55.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
WRJN. Good morning, back we are, Music of the Stars. We're on the air till high noon, Central.
Night was falling fast as Junior crawled out onto the wing of the torpedo bomber. The plane was bobbing in the ocean like a cork. Junior called to the pilot, who had clambered out onto the other wing. How long will she stay dry? Could sink in 1 minute, came the reply. Which way is land? Junior asked. The pilot pointed his best guess, and together the two plunged into the Pacific, swimming hard toward a distant, invisible shore. Before long, Junior lost track of the pilot in the dusk, shouted to him, no answer. Junior kept swimming. After an hour or more, the coast came into view. The plane must have ditched miles from land, Junior thought to himself. It was, in fact, three. But now an even more formidable problem arose, for through the gloom between Junior and the rocky shoreline, he could see the ominous blue phosphorescence of jellyfish, poisonous ones, maybe thousands of them. But Junior had not struggled this far to get stung to death in the dark. So ever so cautiously, he maneuvered himself among the jellyfish. He got past them only to discover within 100 yards of safety the powerful undertow. Junior began losing consciousness. But before he drifted into oblivion, the day's urgencies swirled through his mind. He'd been stuck in Seattle with only a few hours left on his weekend pass. His only hope of returning on schedule to his Army base in Monterey was to hitch a ride on this torpedo bomber bound for San Francisco. It was strictly against regulations, of course, but Junior was desperate and the pilot was sympathetic. The only room on the craft was in the cramped maintenance area near the tail. There was a hatch back there which blew open when the plane reached 1,000 feet, so to keep from getting sucked out, Junior tied himself down with cable. And then the oxygen mask malfunctioned. As the atmosphere grew thin, Junior shrieked for help through the intercom, but the intercom didn't work. Junior's brain was going dark, but the real enemy was just outside the plane. Fog now, a sky full of fog. The pilot could never find his air base now, and they were running out of fuel. That's how AWOL Junior and the sympathetic pilot came to be clinging to the wing of a torpedo bomber in the Pacific somewhere between Seattle and San Francisco. And by the way, Junior did not drown. He came to on a flat rock, more or less dry land, stumbled to his feet and trudged 5 miles in the dead of night to a radio communications relay station. "You look like a survivor from the Titanic," an astonished radio operator told him. "He felt like one," he said. The pilot swam to safety as well, came ashore about 1/4 mile from where Junior had. Oh, yes, they both got a good scolding, but they lived to tell why. And Junior lived to do a whole lot more than that. The pilot had no idea what happened to him later on. But there will come a time soon when you will stare into the stern, haunting eyes of the man called Junior by his family, and you will revisit a night in 1950 that was almost his last, when the ocean deep almost claimed a young soldier you know as Clint Eastwood. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Welcome back to the Music of the Stars. We're on to High Noon, Central Time. Here is Clint Eastwood.
She keeps on returning as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoed on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Lisa. Whenever I dream of love.
Clint Eastwood from Paint Your Wagon.
It's found to be forevermore. It's plain to see we've found by finding each other a
from Clint Eastwood in a bit. Here's Seth MacFarlane, Joel McNeely's big band.
Paradise cannot refuse us, never such a happy pair. Everybody must excuse us if we walk on air. All the shadows now will lose us. Lucky stars are everywhere. As a happy bee, here's what I'm foreseeing for you, for me. Forevermore, it's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we've found by finding each other the love we've waited for. I'm yours, you're mine. And in our hearts, the happy ending starts. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store. For you, for me, forevermore. By finding each other, the love we've waited for. I am yours, you're mine, and in our hearts, the happy, happy ending starts. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store. For you, for me, it's clear to see. For you, for me, forevermore.
Seth MacFarlane in Full Swing. The music of the stars. Walt Disney had a picture that I've never seen. Burl Ives, Haley Mills, Deborah Wally, Eddie Hodges, and the Sherman Brothers music, Marilyn Hooven, does the honors on Summer Magic.
So the soft summer magic drifts across the meadows. Summer magic, it weaves
hear it for summer. I guess we just did. That's Marilyn Hooven. Hugo Winterhalter. Ziggy Waterhalter, I bet you don't remember that title. Well, if you watched Eddie Fisher, in 1953, that's the Coca-Cola Waltz. Music of the Star, Eddie Fisher.
May I sing to you? May I sing to you? Won't you listen to a song that's in my heart?
The Coca-Cola Company presents Coke Time. Fred Robbins, tonight's guest, Diane Carroll, and starring Eddie Fisher.
Bring back the thrill of the love that we shared when you cared. When hand in hand, I thought you, only you'd understand. Bring back the thrill of the wonderful life that we planned. Only we two, never lonely when I was with you. For we loved and we laughed in the sun, and the time that we spent was such fun. But I never thought we could part when I gave you my heart. So while you're away, night and day I will pray for you still.
Earl
Wright. When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the day and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down. Golden days, I'd spend.
Earl Wrightson, Kurt Weill.
Maybe September I'll love again. Maybe a rainbow will catch me then. This
that's Leslie Kendall. Percy Faith and the Orchestra. Recorded 75. But it's from a 1968 picture called The Oscar. And starred, among others, Tony Bennett, his only acting role. Jay Livingston, Ray Evans. Kind of an ugly story, and Tony really cuts loose. Ever notice how the September songs are also sad? And everybody, of course, thought that last Tuesday was the beginning of autumn. It's not. But there aren't any happy autumn songs that I can find. Just happy summer songs. So that kind of shoots in the foot everybody who thinks that their favorite time of the year is autumn. Well, the music doesn't match. That's all right. Like what you like. I like summer. Tommy Flanagan. Tommy Flanagan, maybe September. The music of the stars, so many stars. Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66.
Along the countless days, the endless.
I wanted to do something on Margaret Landon's birthday. September 6th. It was 1944 that Margaret Landon of Kenosha County sold the movie rights for her book, Anna and the King of Siam, to 20th Century Fox. Yeah, the King and I. Or at least the book that inspired the King and I. The musical. By the way, before I move on to that, and I am going to, this is Stan Kenton in Kenosha at Carthage College. It's a bootleg recording. You know how they always say, no recorders. Well, this person did. And the recording was introduced by Sam Chell of Carthage on the Gateway College Station, WGTD Kenosha. And it's an album now. Thank you. San Quentin at Carthage College. Listen to those kids. Ken Hanna, arranger, what are you doing the rest of your life? Music of the Stars. Now that's another classic from Michelle Legrand. And now Barbara Streisand, Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Peter Matz arranged.
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all with me. Let the reasons and the rhymes of your days all begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light, in fields of dawn and forests of the night. And when you stand before the me be the one to hear the silent wish you make. Those tomorrows waiting deep in your eyes, in the world of love you keep in your eyes, I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two.
Our freedoms are under attack.
The music of the Stars, and we're on till high noon. Then after that, well, right now, people are preparing for the ball game. I thought I would tell you about that, too. But Sunday mornings, the music of the Stars has been on since November 5th. More live music on Saturday and pre-recorded stuff with your hosts, Rick Johnson, followed by Terry Havel. That's on Saturday morning and afternoon. Welcome aboard, everybody. We've got a lot of great stuff. Just don't miss anything. For gosh sakes, whatever you do. The music of the Stars. Shirley Bassey, live in Berlin. We'll be right back.
gold finger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He
this is gold, Mr. Bond. All my life I've been in love with its color, its brilliance, its divine heaviness. I welcome any enterprise that will increase my stock, which is considerable.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last. The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
John Barry, Gert Frobe as Goldfinger, or Shirley Bassey pronounces it Goldfinger, and Sean Connery. Yeah, the man's name was Gert. No, that was dubbed in. He couldn't speak that well. Not English, anyway. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. On the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the star. From WRJN Racine and around the world at civicmedia.us. For another solid hour.
listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.